Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What is up, KOP Nation? It is Sunday night, February 15th, 2026, and you're listening to a brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast, streaming on the Kicking Out Podcast YouTube channel and Facebook page. Hit that like button, that subscribe button, that follow button, that notification bell on YouTube so you know whenever we are going live or dropping new content. And we are part of the Main Event Wrestling Network. Pumped to be on board with those guys. Joined on board last month in January for 2026. The boys are always pumping out new content, blogs, podcasts, live shows, anytime during the day, any week, talking any promotion. So go check them out on all social media platforms. We got a full crew tonight. Paul, Shep, in the house. Fellas, how we doing?
What is up? The better question is, how are you doing, Tanner?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
In case you don't follow us on social media, specifically individually, that is, today is Tanner's birthday. So happy birthday, Tanner, you old fart.
That was nicer than I thought you were going to put it, Paul, but thank you. I do feel old every day. So,
yeah, well, I'm trying to be nice here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking from the old guy in the room, how old are you?
34. Middle finger from Shep for everybody listening out there. So,
yeah,
we got some.
I was playing Little League baseball when you were born. I was 9. Oh, just okay.
I was 4.
That's not too bad, Paul. That's not too bad. Shep, he's old. So,
I was already out of T-ball, man. I was like taking grounders from the pitching machine then.
Fielding errors, as we call it.
Oh,
hey, I was wow. a stick at third base. Shitty anybody.
Hot corner. Hot corner. Yeah. We got Maj in the house. Have no fear, KOP Nation. Nostradamus is here. Main Event Wrestling Network on Facebook says, yo. Kyle says, Main Event Shep. Oh, boy. Putting Shep over. Majin's wearing his KOP shirt, eagerly awaiting another shirt coming his way when the Canadian men's hockey team wins gold.
Did I make that bet?
Yeah, you did.
Fuck.
Who else would have made the bet on the podcast?
I don't remember it.
Thank you, Majin. Appreciate it.
All right. You know what? I'll take that
Eric,
bet.
Eric, what's up?
I'll take that bet. I'll take my Americans. I'll take them. Let's go.
Modern says, "Hey, Shep, what were those cave paintings like?"
The what?
So I'm
cave paintings. You old bastard.
Like yeah, cavemen? He's calling you extremely old.
They said, "Oh boy."
Did we lose some back? Did he freeze up? I can hear him.
I think we lost him. He's frozen. I thought it was me for a minute. That's why I wasn't moving or saying anything. Because, you know, things in our area have been pretty weird today. My lights dimmed earlier for no reason. You started playing the intro, and it's like, you're...
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, great. Here we go.
So Kyle's going to give us a smaller Main Event logo for the layout. So, good. I was going to do some reshuffling of it, so all right.
I try to sit over to the side of the screen a little more, Kyle, but there are times that I do this to make sure Tanner is talking about the Main Event Network.
There we go. Shep's back. Back and in the clear.
Is he? Nope. Nope. He's frozen. He was.
All right. Well, we'll keep going with these comments. West Virginia on YouTube. First Sunday without football is wild. Yeah, really is. You see Michael Jordan got himself another championship today. Yeah, one of his drivers won the Daytona 500. Yeah.
How are we feeling about that one, Shep?
One of my buddies put $5 on that guy earlier this week and won over 200.
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't bet. I can't bet. Last time I bet, I lost money, so I said never again.
Eric's saying, I think the wrong death rider got pinned. Babyface Yuta. Oh, we'll be talking Wheeler Yuta here in a little bit. Absolutely. What's up, Steven? Good to see you in the chat, my friend.
Hey, Steven, how's it going?
A lot of wrecks. Yep, Daytona, always a lot of wrecks.
You know, I feel terrible. I always normally watch that race. I totally didn't even realize it was today.
Yeah, and maybe I could be totally wrong. I don't feel like it had the same promotion and hype this year, but I could be totally wrong about that. But
I think it's because of the Olympics. It tends to happen during the Winter Olympics where it just gets put on like the very back burner.
Good point.
And left to be.
Well, I'll tell you who hasn't been on the back burner this week in the world of professional wrestling. That's AEW.
Yes.
They've had a wild week.
Oh, man.
Modern says he has good and bad news.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh for the bad news. But, man, AEW this week, wild dynamite, really good Grand Slam Australia last night. Of course, they had the house rules, house show today, which wasn't televised here, but still results and some fun highlights came out of it and everything. But what did you think of the week in AEW, Paul? I mean, man.
I'm going to put it because I see Majin's comment there that Steffi Housen isn't here tonight. So in Steffi and Shep terms, AEW is firing on all cylinders.
It's been a hell of a week.
Absolutely fantastic. From start to finish, even the highlights of the house show, you know, I was really nervous because a lot of times house shows are just mid at best, and it's just everybody being silly and doing stuff they can't do on TV, minus the dance. I saw a dance that came out of Australia with everybody in the ring. That was but other cool. than that, it looked like they straight delivered like it was a Dynamite or a Collision. They went out there, they held their own, and that's something that I'm glad for a house show.
Yeah, Stephen Chambers said pretty much know where they're going for Revolution. Yeah, get a lot better picture, I feel like, after this weekend, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Shep, you back with us?
Nope, he's frozen.
Oh, man. Man.
That's the cover photo of KOP right there, Main Event Shep, in that position.
That's going to... Oh, I was literally just going to screenshot that.
You'll have to rewatch it and screenshot it, make it the header on all social media.
But I mean, we had some shocking title changes Wednesday night. We'll talk about here momentarily.
Yeah.
Have some new talent signed to AEW. Had some banger matches this week.
Had a return.
Yeah.
This wasn't even on the radar.
I had a weird feeling Wednesday because I didn't like tweet about it or anything because I still thought if it was going to be a return, it might be Cope or Christian, which they're obviously saving them for most likely return at Revolution and set up a match, a dynasty type thing since it's in Canada. But SRS, Sean Ross Sapp, a Fightful, commented earlier in the day about Private Party saying they are more likely to show up in AEW than WWE.
Yes.
And then later that night they returned. But he hadn't reported that they were going to return or anything like that. So.
Hey.
I think Shep's back. Fourth time's a charm, maybe.
I'm still in the neighbor's internet because my internet sucks.
Love it. Love it. Modern said, shocking, maybe for you guys. Okay, Majin. Okay, I know you've been calling. You've been calling Tekla beating Stat for a while. I will give you that. But did you really think Fletcher was going to beat Ciampa 11 days into Ciampa's ring? Come on now.
Look, I said that they needed to do it the last time these two faced off.
You did.
And
you did.
Since they didn't, I said it needed to happen the next time they face off. And it did. So luckily, we're good there.
Yeah. All right. Majin saying he absolutely saw it coming. So, okay.
Do you guys think that the two title reigns that Stat has have been absolute shit?
Yes.
Pretty lackluster.
And here's my thing. We've talked about it since Stat became a stale champ. So, you know, like 3 weeks after she became champion, she didn't have a gimmick that she could stick to. And then she comes out and Wednesday night and what? It's the Cosmic Killer. Where'd this come from?
No. You guys are missing the point here. Every time Stat is in the championship picture, everybody was like, oh, it's got to be Stat. It's got to be Stat. Like, they just hammer her, right? Like, hammer her home. Like, it's got to be. And then she has these two reigns. And then it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. Let Tekla take the belt off her. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, great. She had a great – fuck that. Maybe it's the IWC. I'm not calling you guys out on this. But maybe it's just like they hammer her. She gets the belt. She has a shitty 30-day run. And all of a sudden, Tekla's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't like it.
Well,
I think it diminishes her.
All right. The problem is here. She doesn't, every time she gets a title, she's in limbo. She's trying to figure out who she'll have a gimmick that she's sticking to, you know, when she was doing the More Than a Woman stuff, you know, she'd come to the ring, she'd sign More Than a Woman, you know, it was this whole big thing. She got the championship, they dropped it. Now she has to figure out who she is now as champion, because she's no longer this. Now she's this. Okay. We drop that title. We reinvent her. It starts picking up steam. She picks up a title. Oh, now you're this.
Well, and the problem for me was, it's not like they didn't give her big wins, because my God, she beat Toni Storm and Mercedes. During this reign. So yeah, it just was the lack of character. Something was off, and I agree with Majin here. I think that's why everybody's excited about Tekla, because one thing she's had since she's come into AEW is a good character.
And it's been the same. It may have evolved,
sure,
but it's still the same at the basis. The entrance music's the same. The pyro's the same. The look's the same. Every single time when you see somebody bent over backwards, you used to go Bray Wyatt. Now you're like Tekla, and you know it's Tekla. Stat does something, you're not going to go, oh, it's Chris Statlander. You're going to be like, well, who's that? Until it turns around and you see her face.
Eric here on YouTube said, I'm sorry, I don't get the Statlander. She has the Jordan Grace problem. She's big, strong, great wrestler, but what is her true personality? Very, very good comparison there. And Stephen Chambers, guessing Statlander gets it back with another violent stipulation at Revolution, either Dynasty or Double or Nothing. Unfortunately, Mercedes gets the title.
But I was going to get into this when we got to Grand Slam, but I'll say it now.
Yeah.
I am starting to get burnt out on the same people running for the title every single time. All right. We already spoiled it. Fletcher won the title.
Yeah.
And then we see Fletcher Briscoe 7.
But that's the end of it now. Done.
But they said that before. They said that at 5, that this is the final time we're doing this. And then they had a rematch. And then now they had this one. And it's like, okay, great. And that's why Tommaso being thrown in there was supposed to break it up, but it wasn't enough of a break.
Well, I have a couple theories on that. Tommaso, I think they finally just wanted to make a big headline statement with a new signing. You know, usually we get a new signing. Oh, my God, he or she's here. And then they kind of fade away. I mean, Tommaso, I don't think a lot of people saw him coming in and beating Briscoe right away for the title. Got a lot of buzz around it, right? Fletcher, and I'm a big Kyle Fletcher fan. I am too. I think he's probably my favorite male wrestler right now in AEW. But why I don't like seeing him have this title, because I think he's world title caliber. And on all of our prediction stuff, I said he'd have it at the end of this year. I think Ospreay gets it from MJF, and I think Fletcher gets it from Ospreay, and I'm sticking to that. But right now, you got all these other pieces in the mix. Brody King, Hangman, Andrade, Kenny, Samoa Joe before he got hurt, Swerve trying to go for the world title. I think this was Tony's way of keeping Fletcher hot without throwing him in that mix yet. Is putting the TNT championship back, because I felt like going back to when Briscoe won it off him in the what was that Full Gear, I think it was.
Yeah,
I would have just, if that was the plan for Kyle to eventually drop it, I would have kept it on Kyle clear until recently, then have him drop it.
Yeah,
I think plans shifted. I think he was supposed to get hotshotted into that world title picture probably sooner rather than later, and Tony pivoted. And that's why we're getting another TNT title ring from Fletcher. That's just my opinion. But what do you guys think about that?
Shep, you've been quiet. And I
he
can
has
see
been.
You're
scaring
ready.
Me. Scaring me.
We're 16 minutes in. Shep hasn't had a chance to talk hardly at all. So, Shep, the floor is yours.
When it comes to that title and Fletcher, he is the most deserving guy right now on the roster to have it.
Okay.
When we took the title off of Fletcher and put it on Briscoe, I think I was guilty of this. I immediately said Fletcher is in the main event picture.
Right.
World title picture. Let me rephrase
right.
that.
Right.
He's in the world title picture. I loved, and I'm a Mark Briscoe guy, and I talked about this with JPJ and old Butters yesterday. Yeah. Butters. It rolls off the tongue, Butters. I was okay with Tommaso taking that off of Briscoe, but I wanted more of a feud with Briscoe and Ciampa.
Yeah.
So they threw a curveball with Fletcher winning, and then all of a sudden we're gonna have Game 7 ladder match.
Yeah.
It didn't flow. It didn't connect. Now, Game 7 ladder match was an absolute banger. Okay? Jesus. Shh. Never mind.
I like Mark Briscoe with Majin.
Yeah.
Majin's riding the Shep train here lately. It scares me.
You know. I win them over with kindness over the years.
Is that what that's called?
So anyways, back to the whole TNT picture thing.
Yeah.
It's as clear as mud. Okay. Yeah. Just when I thought we were moving Fletcher up to the main event, world title picture, we bring him back down here. Does he have a program? Does he have a program with Ciampa now? I think so.
I'm wondering that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Briscoe's done. Okay. Mark Briscoe needs to move on. 100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ciampa, he's going to have a program with him. So if you mean to tell me you're going to have those two for the next 30, 60 days, I'm okay with that.
Well, and you know, one thing I like about the TNT title right now is that TV title, it's getting defended a lot. I don't mind if they hot potato it a little bit. We've got so accustomed to promotions having people hold titles for so damn long. I want to be surprised.
Well, that's because they never defend them. I mean, sorry. Not calling out Dom or anything, but
guy's injured.
He's always injured.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. He's injured in the brain for sure.
Wow.
Hey, Liv will do that to you in the bedroom.
Wow. I wasn't even going there.
Why not? Why not? I know, Dom's happily married.
Yes.
Happily.
Hey, his wife's a looker too.
Hey, so. we're all happily married, right?
Correct.
There they are. That's what I was waiting on. Anyway,
if you guys show your wife any of these comments, I'm saying you may put me up to it. Just so you know.
Oh, okay. Because it's live, you know, we put you up to it.
I wonder who they'll believe. Yeah.
And my kid watches it with my wife sitting next to him. So, you know, there's that for you. Anyway.
Logan, learn them air quotes, brother. Learn the air quotes. Anyways, go ahead.
TV titles. Yes, most other promotions don't defend them regularly because they're just classified as mid-card titles versus TV titles. But if we're going to have the title change hands a lot, I need to figure something out. Somebody needs to explain something to me. I don't eat sweets anymore, unfortunately, Steven, but Snickers were my go-to. Are we putting nameplates, side plates, or are we just changing the strap every time we get a new title holder? That's what
I think
needs
with
to be
TNT, it's the strap, man. I think it's the strap.
Because we saw there for the, you know, when this thing first came out, it was a big deal because it had the red strap because it wasn't completed yet. It was silver, blah, blah, blah. We get the new thing. We put this big thing, spotlight on the TNT title. And make it this big special thing because of the look it has to it. And then 2 years later, we're changing the strap every time like it's, you know, nothing.
Well, Miro now, started it.
Right. I don't have a problem with them changing the strap. But if that's what we're going to do, then it needs to be like a commonly known thing. When somebody wins, be prepared for a debut of a new strap versus, you know, whatever happens, we're going to throw somebody's name on it. You're going to get the side plates with your logo, whatever.
Which they do for the world title. I don't think they do with the other ones, but I do like the TNT, like you say, like, let's make this a thing. We've seen Miro have a different one. We saw Scorpio Sky have a Lakers color one. Briscoe did. And now Kyle Fletcher has a pink one. Ciampa's was regular, but yeah, as long as their character has something you can brand it to, I'm all for it. Because yeah, Fletcher debuted a pink strap
last
title, so
yeah. And again, I don't have a problem if we're changing the strap or changing the strap. Let's just keep it consistent, because if we're going to
Perry. Thank you, Westergen. Jack Perry, too. Forgot that black and red one. Yeah, that was a good one. Thank you.
Because Sylvie, that was always going to be his thing. It was either going to be Goldie or Sylvie. We knew that. Yeah. But either you're going to have everybody change the strap or nobody's changing the strap. You can't have.
That's fair.
Okay, let's say right now Fletcher has it. He drops it to Omega. Omega goes black on it. And I'm just using Omega as an example. Goes back to the black strap and doesn't do anything. That defeats the whole purpose of everybody else changing it, because now you have somebody holding it who's not going to change it. So it defeats what you were doing to begin with.
That's fair. Going back to Ciampa and Fletcher, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, we're very early in 2026, or a month and a half in, but so far, that is my match of the year. So far.
Look, you called your match of the year last year at Revolution, too, so.
I did, and I kept it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that match of the year candidate. I think that'll be one of the top five we see all year.
Yeah.
Top five, top three in AEW.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay,
that's fair.
Even the Sunday morning jackalopes on
Bar and Justin Hood.
Yeah, on Busted Open. Well,
from Step every week.
Yeah. Well, they had a sub in today.
Oh, sub was in today. Okay.
Yeah, maybe it was Robin Lundberg or, you know.
Oh yeah, I think he did. I think he did the Busted Open After Dark this week after Dynamite too.
Maybe that was it too that I listened to. Yeah. But yeah, they basically said, hey, you can't be. Well, no, it was today because it was the Sunday match of the week when they it was today. Because they basically said, hey, we do match of the week, Judge Susumu, he judges it, yada, yada, yada. Who the fuck knows who Judge Susumu is, but whatever. But he basically said, how can we have, like, he put up Fletcher and Ciampa, and Hood put up Fletcher Briscoe. Like, the first time ever, you had the same common denominator in match of the week.
And what's that say about Kyle Fletcher right now, guys? I mean,
common denominator.
He's on fire.
There's a reason there. I'm not taking anything away from Ciampa and Briscoe, but.
No, but I mean, Fletcher.
Takes two to tango.
He is on fire. And I love what he said. Somebody tweeted it out on Twitter after Grand Slam. He got on the mic and said, I love AEW, love this company. I'm going to be here till the day I die. So. I don't think he plans on going anywhere. I know that can always change. We've seen wrestlers say things in the past. I mean, Cody Rhodes smashed the throne, for God's sake. So, and CM Punk called it main eventing the night four of buy one, get one free. And now he is main eventing night two of buy one, get one free. So, you know, I like hearing Fletcher say that.
Back in that throne smash, that the first –
that was double the in. First event, double or nothing.
Okay, double or so nothing, that was
AEW's first event.
Okay, that wasn't the original pay per view.
No, it was not.
Or the independent pay per view.
Correct, the one that ROH backed.
Yeah, which Cody won the NWA title from Aldis.
From Aldis, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay,
so nope, it and was the Aldis one in May for the other company. And they have run-ins once in a while.
Aldis has got to have another match.
He's got it. He's younger than you think too. I mean,
yeah.
Well, you would have to be too if you're chasing Mickey James around the bedroom.
Very true.
Yeah, I mean, she reminded everybody of that with Shep the new. Tonight.
I've seen a common theme from Shep tonight. I mean, it was Valentine's Day.
So Shep, you're gonna talk about it. Have you seen the newest post from Mickey James on Instagram?
I don't think I follow Mickey James, which my phone is in the window right now because I'm using my phone.
I don't know if I follow Mickey James.
Yeah, I don't know if I follow Mickey James. But, I mean, are you going to enlighten us, Paul? I mean,
why Nick Aldis is young.
Oh. Oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
She do the old whipped cream bikini or something? Which you guys
close.
Is Paul bringing it up on his phone for everybody to see?
I think so.
No, Paul is sending it to you guys.
Oh,
to watch on your phones.
Well, Tanner, just share the screen, Tanner. Oh yeah, there you go. Good job, Nick Aldis.
Yep. Props to Nick.
Yeah.
We'll probably get some sort of flag on YouTube for that, but all good.
How's that a flag on YouTube?
Inappropriate content.
I mean, no, there's worse out there. But Eric said Aldis versus Cody versus Dom versus Pierce, Fatal 4-Way Mania 43 main event. So he's calling that for Saudi. Okay.
Hey, if old Adam Bomb, if he's got one left in the tank, I wouldn't mind seeing that either. Hey, NWA, you got three past NWA champions in that match right there.
And a former AEW champion in Dom.
According to AI.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. You gotta quit that AI shit. Does that annoy you?
I saw it on social media.
Does that annoy you guys as much as it annoys me? Or is it because sometimes. I'm is it because I'm old?
Well, try working in the marketing world, Shep. I mean, it's
I hate marketing.
Yeah, it's I see the good in it, AI, and I see the bad in it. Like, it's just
there are good and there are bad. It depends on the intentions. Like,
yeah,
if you're just creating stupid videos and trying to pass them off as legit things, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Screw off.
That was Demogin, by the way.
Also,
it worked with my thing, though.
Another thing I wanted to hit on Dynamite. I know we've hit on Fletcher beating Ciampa. I know we've hit on Tekla beating Stat. How about how we open the show? Kenny and Swerve face to face,
phenomenal
shots at each other, getting heated. But then they announced the match for this upcoming week's Dynamite, not Revolution.
Yes.
Why not?
Start the feud.
What, are you saying why not do it on Dynamite or why do it on Dynamite?
I think if you look at the trend of Tony Khan loves to put pay-per-view worthy cards together, if not pay-per-view worthy matches together on live TV for you. It hooks you in. I mean, look what we got on Saturday. That 2.5 hours was free. And that was a pay-per-view worthy. That show we saw on Saturday was better than 15 previous AEW pay-per-views, which you and I paid $49.95 for. We could pick out 10 pay-per-views that was underneath what we saw Saturday. And I think that's a benefit to AEW fans. I think it's a benefit to TNT, TBS, the Warner Brothers. Okay? And then when it's time to have a pay-per-view, I think you have a guy going, man, I just watched all this free shit and it was awesome. I'm definitely going to spend my $60 or $59.95, $49.95, whatever it is. I'm definitely going to spend my money now to watch this on HBO Max or wherever the hell we're streaming nowadays. I get them all confused. So I don't disagree with Tony Khan's business plan here. And I think it is a business plan. So,
and it could be like, we could see a no contest or a dusty finish, and it could lead to another match of Revolution. Meltzer, which take it for a grain of salt with Meltzer right now, because he's got a little heat coming his way this week. But, you know, he reported he didn't think Kenny would be at Revolution for some commitment he has in Japan. So if that's the case, maybe that's why we're getting this match early.
Okay.
I don't know.
But when
I'm not complaining. I mean, we're going to get a hell of a match here on Wednesday night. So
when's London?
August. June? This year.
August. I could see them pushing. I could see a Smosh finish here and then pushing, working that match all the way to London, because that's a London worthy match.
I mean,
you're going to have a lot of pay-per-views before then though, but.
But you can hide them. You can hide them together. You got Forbidden Door in there, which could be an absolute Pandora's box of either one.
I wonder if they do Forbidden Door this year.
You don't think they will?
I wonder if they even do Forbidden Door. New Japan is so down on talent. Like,
everybody's done. Their contract's up and they're leaving.
Everybody's leaving. Look, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, besides Sabre Jr., what you got over there?
Look, and here's the thing.
You know,
New Japan just killed probably the greatest faction of all time. The faction that gave birth, in a sense, to AEW.
They killed the Bullet Club?
Yeah, Bullet Club's dead. No more. Mm-hmm. Which is why it's interesting that if you do watch the other promotion,
I think it was time, though, Paul. I do think it was time.
Look, yeah, it probably ran its course.
Yeah.
But I just, maybe it's my mind, and because I like conspiracy theories and all that. Don't hold that against me. But it's funny that New Japan says Bullet Club's dead, and then you tune into Monday Night Raw and you're seeing a shift in Finn Balor, who was, as we all know, a founding member of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
I think because of the whole too sweet BS that WWE tried to patent, don't do that. We're going to get a cease and desist.
Yeah, you know what? If I frame them motherfuckers on my wall.
Send them. They wouldn't be Sheps first. So.
That would.
But I think we're getting a version of them in WWE.
They tried that. It was awful with the club with Gallows, Anderson, and AJ. Sucked. But
that's because AJ was the only good thing in that group.
You're not wrong, but sucked.
I mean, Luke is back to being Festus on the Indies for crying out loud.
I saw that in MLW.
And that's not the first time he's done it. He's been doing it a lot here lately.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you made a comment about the Indies. I'm like, hey, Paul, that's not the Indies. That's MLW. But I couldn't say it with a straight face. Sorry.
Hey, but speaking of the Indies real quick, House of Glory, MJF's going to House of Glory defending the AEW World Heavyweight Championship Friday night against Zilla Fatu.
If he shows up.
Oh, He did Squared Circle dirty last year. He did when Paul and I were there. They were not very happy with Squared Circle Expo, but I think he's been showing up ever since then.
And it's not the first. He's done that to multiple promotions here late in the last couple years. And then all of a sudden there's rumors he's going to WWE, and then he starts missing more, and then all of a sudden he's back because the rumors stopped.
Didn't he miss a GCW booking and everybody thought it's because he got called up to Connecticut?
Because he was at the pay-per-view watching.
Yeah.
And he was spotted. He was sitting there with his hood up.
But I love that MJF's doing this. I know we've talked about this on a previous podcast, but I love that he's taking the title around and putting it on the line. I think it's great. And Shep, what the hell are you doing?
Sorry. Can you hear that?
Yes. Sounds like you're playing scratchers over there, but I saw the pen, and I'm like, you can't be playing scratchers with a pen.
I thought he was filing his nails like a woman or something. I'm like, what is he doing?
God, that's all I'm hearing. No, that just made me sound old. I called scratch-off scratchers. Going down to the corner store to buy me some scratchers.
I love scratchers, by the way. All right, sorry, I'll quit doing that now. It's one of my ADD habits, sorry.
Majin with a great comment here. MJF's done it to promotions like Paul did to KOP when he was champ.
Wow. You mean lost it to Tuna Fish Boy?
That's why I was hoping you'd go over that comment, because I knew that's what was coming.
I did. Hey, and by the way, you guys would be proud yesterday. Old GPJ tried to rub that in, and then I called him Tuna Fish Boy.
Tuna Fish Boy.
Yes.
Oh.
You smell like tuna fish.
Tanner, eventually we're going to lose our partnership with Main Event, and it's going to be because of Shep's off-the-wall comments.
Hey, I thought I did pretty good yesterday. GPJ and I got along for an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's the longest along. I'm proud of you.
No, we get along great. Actually, it was a fun show. It was a fun show.
Yeah, well, thanks for representing KOP, Shep. Go check it out.
Yes.
If anybody hasn't already, Main Event Wrestling Network's YouTube channel, The Mixer. I think it was episode 40 of the Saturday Mixer. So go check it out.
Yeah, episode 40.
So, but Wednesday's Dynamite. The last thing I want to say about real quick, we've got a lot of good Dynamites already in 2026. Like Paul said, AEW's firing all cylinders, but that Dynamite Wednesday was the best one in a long time. That's why Paul couldn't watch it. I wasn't trying to rub it in, but I'm like, this show is fire. Like everything from top to bottom, start to finish was awesome.
Yes.
I'm not trying to be a homer here, but I feel like the last 90 days, Monday night and Friday night have been
snoozers, man.
Blah, right?
Yeah.
And I watch it. Don't get me wrong. I watch it.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, then all of a sudden on a Wednesday, you have bangers all of a sudden. And I'm not trying to be a homer here. Maybe
banger after banger, banger after banger.
Banger. But I think right now AEW's rolling. They're the snowball effect, right? They're going down the hill. They're gaining momentum. And Monday night and Friday night, they're struggling. They're grabbing for straws right now. So good time to be an AEW fan.
And here's what I will say for AEW. It is all homegrown talent, basically. I mean, everybody who's in the title picture is from AEW. They didn't come from another company. Yes, Tommaso held the TNT for
Andrade, Samoa Joe.
But look, Samoa Joe's not even technically in the picture because he's doing Samoa Joe. Okay. But I mean, you've got so much. Yes, you've got so much young talent being showcased every single show. Talent that you didn't know existed before AEW came around. Talent that would never have made it in Connecticut. And if they did make it in Connecticut.
Didn't Omega have a stint in NXT?
I think
it was
Bucks
before it was NXT. It was down in Florida. And I don't know if he ever got on television there, but
okay,
he was there for a little bit. And I'm glad you brought the Bucks up, Paul, because that was the one thing I wanted to hit. Another thing I wanted to hit on Dynamite. I guess if I had to gripe about one thing, I don't know if I would have had the Bucks win that number one contender match. I understand why they did. Revolution's in L.A. in the Bucks' backyard. We're getting Bucks FTR yet again. And I still think Cope and Christian get the winners. But it would have been nice to see the Rascals, a new team in AEW, or a returning Private Party win that match, in my opinion.
No. Especially, I disagree with that because Private Party, it's hard to get behind Private Party, especially going up a team against like FTR. Private Party, those guys are 5'6", 120 pounds soaking wet. I'm not body shaming here, right? Look, Quinn.
Yeah, yeah. Mark Quinn looked like he ate the old Mark Quinn. Are you kidding me?
I just know, but they're not going to go up against FTR. It doesn't look good. The Rascals the same way. They're small. This had to be the Bucks. Deep South Wrestling, okay. Which was Deep South Wrestling was a WWE. Developmental in the South, and then they had OVW in Louisville. So those were the two developmental at the time. Correct?
Yeah.
Yes, Jake. Yes. Head. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, I was distracted by the random yelling from
me
across the house. No, not you.
Oh, okay. I randomly yell. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm fighting a lag on my end. So,
no.
Get better internet. Anyway, there's a comment here that I want to talk about because I was going to bring this up as well. Mark Quinn, looking like freaking Street Profits.
Angelo Dawkins. Yeah. He looks like he ate his old self. He's huge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Huge.
Yeah.
Shots. It was good to see the boys back. We'll see if they've re-signed or what the case is. I don't know. But
shots.
They don't do anything for me.
Yeah, I know they don't. That's
except take shots. And what I will say this. This is my favorite part, and this is because I look into things too deeply. You got the Rascals in this match, stoner characters. You've got Private Party, your drinkers, And then you've got your Young Bucks, who, as we all know, are clean, sober, praise Jesus boys.
Except Nick likes to gamble.
Well, okay. All right. All right. With money they don't have, because he's trying to get them more money because, you know, nobody's buying their merch anymore because the merch freak died. But anyway, I digress. I thought it was a fun little thing.
There was a comment here I accidentally glanced over earlier. Westergen on YouTube said, "You think WWE will try to get Zillafot 2 after ignoring for the past 2.5 years after his world title match with MJF at House of Glory?" Wouldn't shock me, especially if they think AEW is going to show interest.
Yeah. Wouldn't and I mean, obviously, MJF's putting the title on the line against him. So in Connecticut's mind, they're going, "Oh, they're showing interest in him."
Well, look what happened last time MJF did this. He announced the guys is all elite. So,
yeah.
So, speaking of people getting announced as all elite, we had three women signed this week to the company.
Yes.
One of them premiered at Grand Slam. The other two at the house show, House Rules today in Australia. The woman who appeared at Grand Slam was none other than Lina Cross, who she's been on Dynamite before in the past, but she showed up, sided with Mega Bad, Penelope Ford, Megan Bang, attacked the Maids of Wrath. So now it looks like that team's a three-headed monster. So that makes me think Marina was just only in there with Megan Bang until Penelope got healthy.
I agree with that, yeah.
Yep. And, all right, I'm going to say it. And I called this last time, and I really hope I'm not calling it again. Are we heading towards women's trios titles?
No. No. God, no. You have too many belts.
Yeah, I think we lost Tanner because he's just shaking his head.
I'm delayed on my end, so
it happens to Purdue fans. They're all behind.
Anyway.
Hey, we've had a hell of a week this week.
Now, Paul, we can actually make fun of Tanner and then watch his reaction.
Yes.
It's so fun.
Oh. But, you know, we started seeing teams forming in the women's division, and then all of a sudden they announced this tournament for the new AEW women's tag team. We're starting to see the same thing again. We're getting more trios. We've got the Triangle of Madness. You got him out. You completely got rid of him.
I'm good at that.
We had the Triangle of Madness. Okay, that's no big deal. Those three worked well together. Then you had Stat and the Babes of Wrath. I don't like being over here.
It actually looks better. It doesn't cut your head off.
It's because of how I sit. I sit weird. Screw you.
I can change it.
You Purdue loving. There we go. God, now I can lean the right way. Thank you.
You guys are meeting me on my birthday, assholes.
It's because we love you. Anyway.
Enough. I was just going to say Paul had a white head. That's why it looked weird.
Well, that too. I do have a very big head. Thank you for pointing that out, Shep. I have the biggest head of us all. And the smallest ego of us all.
I'd rather have a small ego than a small heyo.
Somebody who's on my side. It's Pluggo. Oh,
even though he says you in the driver's seat is odd.
Well, it is. It was odd. It looked funny. I'm not supposed to be over there. I'm supposed to be here, and Shep's down there, and you're where you are. That's how it works. It'd be like if they changed the lineup of everybody in the Brady Bunch. It would look weird.
Have you guys hit on the other women that signed to the company when I was out for a little bit?
No, I was talking what I had originally asked, And Tanner, now that you're functioning, I'll ask you. Are we heading towards women's trios?
No, I don't think so. I think there's too many titles already, and Tony would get so much pushback. At least I hope not. God, I hope not.
Well, as I started it is when you started going, I called this for the women's tag, too. We started seeing these teams form, and I said, I think we're going towards women's tag titles. And Shep said, God, no, please, no. And then we got tag titles. I said women's trios. God, no, please, no, from Shep.
I don't know if I don't think there's enough established trios in the women's division. Not even close. Hell, there's not enough in the men's.
There's not enough in the men's.
Yeah, that's true.
There was not enough tag teams formed either, and look what they did. They made it work. They formed it. It wasn't like, oh, here's a tag division. Let's do this. It took time, and I'm afraid 2027 we'll see women's trios.
I hope you're wrong, but that's probably going to be one of your bold predictions.
I am too, but
year, isn't it?
No, it is not.
All right. I would like to see a Women's Continental Classic tournament. Stephen Chambers has it down there in the comments. I think, yeah, we should definitely get that. Absolutely. Finally got a woman's blood and guts, and it was awesome. I think it's time to get a Women's Continental. Absolutely. The other two ladies that signed with AEW, at least they said they are all elite, was Jessica McKay and Cassie Lee, formerly the Iconics. Now they're known as the Inspiration. I'm assuming that name's going to stick with AEW. But it's interesting, Cassie Lee is the wife of Sean Spears, who used to be part of AEW.
Yeah.
Didn't they appear this weekend for TNA?
No.
You sure?
I thought their contract expired last
week. I looked at one of their social medias popped up. I swear they were at TNA this weekend.
I mean, that would have been hard to do and get over to Australia, but
unless it was taped.
Yeah.
Well, TNA was taped for Thursday.
For the next six months.
I like these ladies, but I don't know what they do for AEW, really. I just feel like they're just going to be lost in the mix. But
they're going to add another tag team, and then they'll add somebody else, and they'll have a trio.
Shut up, Paul. If you talk this into fruition, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, okay, look, let's do something with the men's trios then. Let's build that division.
Well, you know what my stance on it. They should get rid of the ROH trios, have one set of trios that can bounce back and forth.
They should get rid of a lot of things and put a lot of ROH talent on TV weekly, but they don't.
And Ricochet should defend his national title more, and he doesn't. So
that's only supposed to be defended in the indies in other places.
Yeah. First of all,
that was the whole point of that title.
Fuck Ricochet.
you about got a spit take out of Paul. That was close.
I agree with Tanner on the trios titles, but also the trios titles are in limbo right now because they had to make a title change on the fly when Hobbs decided to jump ship. So that did put them. It did put them in a little bit of a bind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I know, but still, I mean, and the only reason those three, I said this because I was doing a solo podcast that week. No thanks to you, Jackalopes. When Majin begged me the entire show to say what Jet Speed called them. Who else did you have that could go for the trios title? Those are the only people who made any sense at all that you could throw together quickly and put belts on them.
Did you not listen to a fucking word I said, Paul? I said Powerhouse Hobbs put them up against the wall and they had to do it on the fly.
Okay.
You're like trying to defend it. I'm like,
no.
I just disagreed with you.
I'm in shock because you agreed with me. Okay. I don't know how to handle this. I ramble when I'm nervous. Okay. Look how scared I am. My microphone is shaking.
God, you sound like Paul Bearer.
Oh,
yes. God, your
face. His face doesn't get that red yet. you don't have the diabetes. Paul Bearer had the diabetes. Had to. His face. Unless that was a shit ton of makeup back in the day.
Some of it.
Probably.
It was a combination of both.
But hey, yeah. At least his face wasn't pure red.
It was damn near pink, wasn't it? No, that was
pretty close at times.
Yeah,
that was Brother Love. That was
Brother Love, Bruce Pritchard. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
That was
Brother
Bruce.
He had the pink
freaking
face.
Bruce. Shep. Martin said Paul reminds me of Bubbles from South Park with how he was there.
I don't know who Bubbles is, but
I don't either. When I first glanced at it, I thought it was Butters,
there's
and I was
going to
be very offended,
Park, but
because I was going to say I'm not going to sing the song that Butters sang in one of the episodes, so that ain't going to freaking happen.
Yeah, don't do that.
Will that get us canceled?
He did sing Butters.
God.
No, let's be honest. We haven't been canceled yet with a lot of the stuff that Shep has said and done.
Like we're good. I tote the line very well.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yes.
But Grand Slam yesterday.
Grand Slam.
I thought it was a really good show. Enjoyed it. I stayed away from spoilers. I tried to, at least my hardest. But I was disappointed in one thing. Four titles on the line. No titles changed hands.
Yeah, well,
we should at least get one.
I was calling for the women's
or the Continental, or the Continental should have changed hands, which the Continental is going to. Let's be honest, that went to a draw. They're not done. They're going to run it back a Revolution. I know. I already see what's going to happen, and I think I said this last week, Paul, when Shep went on. Takeshka's going to win this damn title.
Yep.
He's going to go against Okada, and then the winner's going to merge the goddamn belts again, and the unified title's going to come back again. Mm-hmm. My head's gonna explode.
And then that person will drop it and they'll split the titles.
And my head's gonna explode because it's just nonsense. Pick a direction and stick to it.
That's what I said about the damn TNT strap.
Yeah, it's fair.
Get off my coattails.
It's fair. Stephen Chambers said Grand Slam, good show. Really didn't like the finish. Brody and MJF. I liked Paul's booking better, but they didn't do it.
Paul's booking the Buddy Matthews finish?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought, especially with the last, 2 weeks, he's been posting on social media how he's in the gym. I'm like, all right, this is perfect. He's coming back. And then there was nothing, and I was sad.
Yep.
I was sad. Oh, it's funny shit.
Wheeler Yuta had to get his head shaved. And
I
he wrestled at
the. Thank you.
He wrestled. He was at the house show today. Wore a sock cap, a beanie.
Refused to take it off. By the way, who was he wrestling in that house show in the clip? Was that Hammerstone?
No, there's no way.
Who's
no
was
way?
That?
I didn't see, but there's no way it was Hammerstone. That would have been big news.
AEW had a clip of him not taking the beanie off, and I did not recognize the guy he was working with in the house show.
It couldn't be. Hammerstone would have been big news if that was him. I don't know.
Hold on. I have it up.
It was on AEW.
I'm trying to find it.
It was on AEW.
Adam Brooks.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know. It says Wheeler Yuta defeated Adam Brooks. And Mark Briscoe defeated Wheeler Yuta.
I did like, though, how Yuta tried to get out of it. And Moxley came. He's like, no. You get in there. I thought that was great. Great.
From black guy and all.
Yep.
Did you see the camera footage of Mox's face when he's getting his head shaved? It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Do you guys think this is the start of a Wheeler babyface turn?
I told you Yuta was going to be the one to leave the Death Riders. And the fact that Moxley made him sit down and shave his head, I think that'll be what starts it.
I'm still shocked that we haven't seen a turn on Mox type thing, but maybe we're not going that direction.
Yeah. I agree with yet. Majin's comment here. I loved Orange Cassidy. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, sorry, man. Like,
no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Yeah, that was good. How about Luther? He was going aggressive with the Clippers.
Oh my God! I felt like, bad for him. I thought he was. Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How,
I just kept
how,
waiting for blood.
How about how do you
Nina,
say
Nina Shirakawa?
Shirakawa, like she grabbed it aggressively. Oh, you heard him say, "Ow, that hurt!
Stop! You're hurting me."
That would hurt. I mean, man, yeah, it was good. That was good. I mean, I think we all thought, you know, Wheeler's probably the one taking the pin because God, his hair was getting down to about his mouth, but it was still fun.
And I'm sorry, the weirdest part of all of that was Tony Storm laying on the ground, bathing in
it's
his
Tony,
hair.
Man. It's Tony.
Oh, man, that was just weird.
Her and Mox had some good spots in the house show. Did you guys see that?
I did not.
She was trying to run the ropes and hit Mox with a body check. And she did it like three times. And Mox is like, come on. And finally, Mox runs the ropes, just knocks her right over. And Orange Cassidy's sitting there just shaking his head. It's like, that's pretty good. Like, I don't mind, like, AEW, the women doing moves to the men doing moves to the women. That doesn't bother me with how they do it. Some companies take it overboard. But.
That was a topic on Saturday's Busted Open. Would you be into more intergender matches?
Yeah.
And I think overall, if it's done correctly, it can be really good.
They do a good job with the tags. Singles, that would be a little out there for AEW to try to do a singles like you see on the indies. Or in TNA. TNA will do a singles once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, Tessa Blanchard won the world title.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. You're right.
She beat Sami Callihan, didn't she?
I think, if memory serves me correct, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But AEW's cooking, fellas. There's not much announced for Wednesday night except Swerve and Kenny.
That's all you need.
Yeah, that's going to be hell.
What else do you need?
Hell of a.
I think I saw one other thing. Hold on.
Was there something else?
I saved graphics. Let me find them.
You're the man.
We'll see MJF and Hangman face to face.
Oh, okay. Because Hangman wanted to be. I was rooting for Andrade, guys. I wanted a fresh matchup.
I did too.
I picked Andrade.
Yeah.
Yep. You got Kenny and Swerve, and then the TV debut of the Brawling Birds.
Oh, Hayter and Windsor.
Yeah.
I like that. Yep. They should, after the way they came out on Dynamite after. That was kind of weird. Like, they didn't get a chance to celebrate, really. It was kind of odd.
Well, because they were beating down Stat, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But hey, let's give it. I think it was. Was it Daniel who said, hey, guys, let's not. It was either Daniel or Excalibur who said, let's not overlook the fact that we have a new women's champion here.
Danielson is the best color analyst in the game right now.
Oh, absolutely.
I loved during the Fletcher Ciampa match, he kept repeating himself. Like whenever Ciampa would kick out, he's like, Fletcher is not putting enough pressure on the pin. And then finally, if you notice in that last pin, Fletcher had both hands on both shoulders and his body across. Like that had to be intentional, right? Like that had to be talked about before the match. Like I just thought, I love the attention to detail that like Danielson brings to commentary. It's awesome. I don't think it's appreciated enough by the non-diehards out there. But
right. He's always done good on commentary. Mm-hmm. That's why I said if he retires, he needs to go full-time commentary, and it would be phenomenal.
Yep. And Mox is good on commentary too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people just have it.
I always like having one person who's been in the ring on commentary because then you get that insight. You know, hats off to Wade Barrett who does that same thing. You know, he'll bring you back into a specific move and why it is the way it is and why it works or why it doesn't work.
Now, Steven, I thought Tony Schiavone was actually having a good time this Wednesday night. I thought you could tell he was having a lot of fun. So I know sometimes he acts bored, but I thought he was having fun Wednesday night. So.
Tony's good.
God bless JR, and JR is better now that he's only occasionally on AEW. But you guys remember when he was on every week? It seemed like he hated the product at times.
And here we go. There's a pinfall attempt. One. Oh, he kicked out.
Yeah. Imogen says, I don't think Shivani needs to retire, but Tony could probably move more to in-ring interview stuff. Yeah, in-ring. Yeah, you're probably right.
He's always good with in-ring reactions. Mm-hmm. He knows, you know, like if something gets interrupted, he'll sell it. Yeah. Like, why would you say that? But
he and Nigel are a nice little team on Collision. I mean, AEW's got abundance of riches when it comes to commentators. So,
can you imagine Nigel and Danielson doing commentary together? Just those two?
That'd be entertaining.
Wouldn't it, though? That put, how was it said? Puts asses in seats.
Yeah, that'd put asses in front of screens to watch that on television.
Yeah,
well, that's what I mean. At home.
Yeah.
I don't sit down. I don't sit down. You don't watch AEW standing up?
No.
I don't believe you do either.
How do you know?
I just know you pretty well.
Look at him now. He's standing now. He stands his whole podcast.
Actually, I do stand half the pot. I actually am sitting now on a high top bar stool, but there's many times that this barstool gets kicked out. So,
ooh, that's a good question from Majin. I think we need to make this happen. KOP live from, Ruby Soho's Gaming Cafe. Forgot the name of it.
Shit. I follow it on social media.
So do I.
Literally, it's 40. It's 40 minutes from Paul and I's town.
Yeah,
victory roll.
Victory roll.
There we go.
I haven't been yet either.
Hey, I would do this just because I'm a team player. Okay.
Uh huh.
But they do not serve adult beverages there.
I thought they did.
No, it's a coffee.
At least it was on their menu. And you had food, but I thought you could beer.
I didn't think so. I didn't see it. I don't know.
Chef, what shirt do you got on? What is that?
What shirt?
Yeah.
The Rock, baby.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I saw Rock. I thought it was like Dwayne The Rock Johnson shirt.
No. The Rock. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Got to support the local b-ball clubs here, you know?
Yeah. Anything else, guys, AEW-wise, before Paul takes over and educates us about what's happened on this day in wrestling history?
Oh, boy. Try to sit back down for this. I just stood up.
Hey, you're good.
Sodas, tea, regular coffee, others, specialty coffee, Italian sodas, Brilliance Energy Drink, and Charged Italian sodas. What the hell is a Charged Italian soda?
I don't know.
Probably caffeinated.
Can we put vodka? Okay. Can we put
vodka? The other category, by the way, is milk, hot chocolate, chocolate milk, and go-go chalky milk.
And Bandito's out with a broken thumb. I did not see that. Good one, Steven. I did not see that. I saw him there last night. Maybe they mentioned it, and I just wasn't paying attention.
Stone Cold Brew. You can get a Stone Cold Brew here.
What?
So, shut up.
But
hey, if it's a cold beer, yeah, I'm in.
It's listed in the coffee, but I'm like, if you're calling it Stone Cold Brew and he's got his own beer, I mean,
well, look,
but there's supposed to be no wrestling related stuff here. So,
if you guys get it pulled off where we do a show from there, I'll pregame and I'll be just fine.
You'll pregame even if there were adult beverages there.
Okay. I'm a gamer.
Paul, educate us up.
All right. 2014. Tanner, you were back into the wrestling fandom by 14.
Yes, I was.
You?
Yep. Got back in 11. So, yep.
In Ring of Honor, Mike Bennett defeats the Romantic Touch.
Who was that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Chris Hero and Michael Elgin winning a three-way eliminator tag over Adam Cole and Matt Hardy and the Briscoes.
God, I
forgot Cole and Hardy tagged together.
Could you imagine Hero? Like when Hero was in ROH and then he did Evolve.
He was in NXT for a little bit too.
Yeah, but I feel like at the NXT they didn't use him like
they didn't.
But it, like he built Evolve, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like Gabe Sapolsky rode that dude's coattails.
And now he's backstage at AEW, been for a couple of years.
Hero is?
Yep, as a coach. Mm-hmm.
2023, good year. Orange Cassidy, the Acclaimed, and Billy Gunn defeated the team of Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, Satnam Singh, and Sanjay Dutt in an 8-man tag match on Dynamite.
That was shit.
Adam Page defeated Kip Sabin.
That was shit.
And there was a Texas Tornado match. The year's 2023. Shall we guess who was in this Texas Tornado match?
2023, Dustin Rhodes?
Nope.
Oh, Hangman already wrestled. I'm blanking.
LFI, Roosh, and Preston Vance. And they took on John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli of the Blackpool Combat Club.
Was this on a Dynamite?
This was a Dynamite.
Okay.
2024, ROH at the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson, Nevada. We saw Queen Aminata defeat J-Rod in an ROH Women's World Television Championship Tournament first round match.
Where the hell has she been?
She's hurt.
Oh, is she hurt?
Okay. Aminata's hurt.
She's still hurt? Okay.
Neck, I believe.
Okay. Okay. That makes me feel – I mean, I'm not happy she's hurt, but that makes me feel better why she's not being used.
It seems like this was all first round matches for this title, so I'm not going to say first round match anymore. Layla Hirsch, remember her?
Yep, not with company anymore, but yep.
Beat Rachel Ellinger. Mercedes Martinez defeated Trish Adora.
Mercedes not with company anymore either.
The Infantry scored a tag team win, and Dalton Castle defeated Kenny King in singles action. And the Outrunners and Lance Archer and the Righteous also pick up wins.
There you go. You look good in those things, Tanner.
Thank you.
Yeah. And in 2025, AEW Collision presents Grand Slam Australia. Toni Storm defeated Mariah May to become AEW Women's World Champion. Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega defeated
Fletcher.
The Non-Callis family, Fletcher and
Takeshita, right? Yeah.
Yep. The Death Riders. See, 2 years, you get a whole new name. John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli won a Brisbane brawl. The Britney Spears of professional wrestling successfully defended the TBS championship. And Okada retained the Continental Championship.
Against Buddy.
Yes.
That's when he broke his foot, ankle, yes, whatever.
When he jumped off the freaking
middle
turnbuckle.
A simple jump, yeah. Good for him to go through that match, though.
When his fiance said, hey, don't get hurt.
Right before their honeymoon, yep.
Don't get hurt in this match.
Yep.
It didn't get hurt in the match, at least.
Whoever listens to their wives, come on, let's be honest.
Tanner.
Ah, he's still in the honeymoon stage. He'll get over it.
Fair.
That's all I had for history.
All right. Anything else, boys?
And the only birthday I could find today was some loser named Tanner Lee.
I was going to ask, is there any wrestlers with the birthday today?
Wow. Nope.
No?
Well, okay, there are, but they weren't in the company.
That's fine. Who?
And
let's hear.
And we said, all right, hold on, I gotta get to it. I closed out and I didn't copy this into my notes because Tanner says, well, if it's not AEW, let's not talk about it in history.
Yeah, because you know me, I don't ever go on a rabbit hole that doesn't talk about AEW.
Yeah. Okay. February 15th.
That's today.
Birthdays. Turning 35, Rich Swann.
Hey, you're older than me.
Okay.
Yeah. At least he's not in handcuffs like he used to be.
Oh, God. Who was it last week, Tanner, that celebrated a birthday who was born in 2000? And we were like, can you imagine Shep's response?
Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, I thought it was even younger than 2000.
Would I have a smart ass response?
I don't think it was so much as a smart ass response as how can a professional wrestler be born on?
Well, Javon Evans is only 21.
Yeah. No, it was 91. It was Mason Madden, born February 5th of 91. That was the youngest one. Oh, nope. 98. Your boy, Action Andrade.
That's who it was. Yeah. 98. Yeah.
Your boy, Shep, Action Andrade. Yeah.
You see what he's doing, Shep? You're not correcting him.
Yep.
Action Andrade.
Yes, yes, I get it. The guy that Jericho put over, and then they promptly realized he was a shitty wrestler, and we haven't seen him since.
And it's Paul's misprint on the pronunciation. That's what he's trying to get you at.
Yes. It's all right.
Paul has a lisp. It's okay.
Lisp. Don't make fun of my lisp.
Well, Dusty Rhodes.
Travis Banks, born in 87.
Crappy day for wrestler birthdays. Got it.
Lance and OI. I know I butchered the last name. Not even going to try to cover that up.
Is that part
born
of the
92?
Is that part of the Samoan family?
Yes.
Okay.
Born in 86, Max Bauer, Mickey Keegan.
I don't know, Majin. Travis Banks doesn't ring a bell for me, so.
I don't know.
Oh, Steve said NXT UK. That would be why it doesn't ring a bell for me. I never watched that when that was on.
Yeah, he's a New Zealand professional wrestler.
There we go.
Best known for his time in WWE on their NXT UK brand.
There you go.
Good job, Paul.
Good job, Paul.
Yeah.
Reporting the facts.
Class is dismissed, right, Paul?
Yeah.
There's a test. What happened in 26?
House rules and my birthday. There we go. Yeah. I passed.
Jeff, what happened on this day in history in 2026?
You asking me? Is that what you
said?
You're
Shep, aren't you?
Yeah, you're asking me what happened today?
Yeah.
Well, started drinking around 1.
Professional wrestling.
It was sunny out. I cooked some shit on the smoker today. Oh, in professional wrestling? There's no professional wrestling on today.
House rules.
Man, that shit happened while we were sleeping.
That's
waking up in the morning.
So does another thing that takes place in some dome, but you still get up and watch it.
It's once a year.
So is House Rules.
Okay, this is my last question for you, boys, and then we can wrap
no.
up.
Yes, yes, Tanner. Yes, you were supposed to have hair down there.
I knew that was coming. That's always your response when somebody brings up a question.
No, that's Mama always. Wayne didn't come over for Valentine's Day to Shep's house.
Oh,
I hate you both. House shows.
Yes.
We've seen Cody Rhodes come out. He's like, I went to WWE management. I think we should do more house shows, blah, blah, blah. You know, lowers the risk of injury, more reps, blah, 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 blah. When it comes to AEW, they were trying to tamper into house shows a little bit and then kind of quit, you know, would you like to see them pick that back up and do like one or two a month?
As long as it's not cheesy.
I mean, house shows is a totally different experience.
Yeah.
Live TV, but I think there's some benefits to them.
House shows can be cheesy, and that's because the talent have more freedom because there's not a camera stuck in their face. So I wouldn't say cheesy. They're more comic-driven, let's put it that way. But, yeah, I like house shows. Like you said, I think it gives the – the talent more reps.
Yeah.
And it gives people that aren't necessarily on Dynamite or Collision every week, it gives them a chance to work their craft. So right. Do you need three a week like the old WWE schedule? No. But one or two a month, I don't think hurts. Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Like, yeah. I mean, you can run them okay on that. A Friday night. So you got talent that are nearby, a nearby town for Collision or whatever, and then all the other talent that worked Dynamite, or maybe they didn't work either, but they can work the house show. Yeah. I mean, they got such a big roster now.
Yeah. Now would be the time to do, you know, Dark or Elevation style shows.
And Stephen Chambers says New Japan New Beginning, February 27th, which would be next week. Couldn't he told you that?
12 days from today, as of recording this. Better throw that out there.
Yep.
So if somebody listens to it, you know, in 4 days, they're not going, oh, okay, I got 12 days still.
Which there, I think that is a show. There is a lot of AEW talent on that card, if I'm not mistaken. Now that he mentioned it, I think I remember seeing the graphics.
It's in the States, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, I'll look it up real quick before we
close. All right, do that.
It's not the one in, it might be in Chicago, isn't it?
We'll see here.
Shep, you got any plans to go into any indie shows here in the near future? GCW, FWF?
I don't. I'm...
It's in New Jersey, Shep.
Oh, fucking shithole.
But we...
who the fuck wants to go to New Jersey? Seriously.
Shithole. But we got El Fantasmo defending against Takeshita for the in New Japan World Television title. You got Ishii defending the Strong Openweight Championship against Bolton Oleg. I don't know if that's how you pronounce that or not.
I imagine you get a jump in for mispronunciation.
Got Athena going for the New Japan Women's Championship.
Hey.
Andrade is going for the Global Heavyweight Championship. Ricochet is defending his national championship, AEW national championship. And you have the Knockout Brothers against GOA of AEW for the New Japan tag team titles. So, there you go.
Yeah, seems like a good card.
Yeah, with what they got to work with.
How are we getting Athena in a women's championship match for New Japan Pro Wrestling before we're getting Athena in a women's championship match in AEW? And I'm not talking TBS. I'm talking big title
here. I could complain about Athena not being on television every
Boy, she's pissed somebody off.
She has to have.
There's something behind the scenes we don't know.
It has to be, right?
She's way too talented.
Way too talented.
We've said it 100 times on here.
Yep.
Yep.
It's like every week anymore.
And that's because she deserves it. We're going to talk it into fruition.
Finley and Hiromu, this last time wrestling a New Beginning. Yeah, that wasn't on the Wikipedia card, but yeah. Yep.
That's Finley. I thought Finley already had his last match.
He did leave his boots and everything. I think that was his last time in Japan.
Okay, yeah, because he gave Guido.
Yep. And I thought Gabe Kidd kind of hinted he was done too, which, I mean, heck, he's on AEW a lot. So yeah. Clark Connors is on AEW, so that makes sense. It'll be interesting to see where Finley shows up, if it's WWE or AEW. We'll see soon, I think.
I don't know how NXT would spin his character.
They'll give him a new one.
I think you're right. I think they will start him from scratch.
To be a mistake, I think, but
which I agree with you, but I think they will act like he's never wrestled a day in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to answer your question, Paul, I have not been to any independent shows of late, but I'm working with our local Rochester downtown partnership to bring a show in May to downtown Rochester. I'm still in the works. Very, very early stages. But I got a couple text messages today with a lot of thumbs up, go ahead, here's your funds. So Okay. I'll be working on that in the next week or so.
Look at Booker Shep, promoter Shep. I love it. Look at it.
I don't know. I'm so much. They would give
no, me. No, you wouldn't be booking the show. My God.
Yeah, yeah. if they let me book the show, we could have a real.
You're gonna have some problems.
We can have Shep. If you've got the funds, I know how we can put a whole wrestling Shep show together.
Flaming table barbed wire matches going on at the theater.
No. Actually, the theater was my first thought, and I got the thumbs up there. But there is a. Outdoor event downtown Rochester, and they want to use the courthouse square. Weather permitting, we will have a outside show again in Fulton County. Oh.
Somebody's gonna jump off the lion.
Hey, you won't get thrown in. You won't. There's no water around, Paul, so you will stay dry.
No, I'm thinking there's things around the courthouse lawn, and I know some of these people very personally who would try to use some of those things as weapons.
Well, you know, hey, protect yourself at all times.
With that, wrap it up. That's a great line to wrap this thing up on.
John McCarthy, protect yourself at all times.
Be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And if it's Apple Podcasts or really any podcast platform, be sure to leave us that 5-star review. Why, boys? Because we are 5-star KOP. Be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com for all of the great merchandise. And Tanner, do I need to ramble while you pull up some of those new things that can be found on kickingoutshop.com, like that 1-2 kicking out shirt, or in honor of ECW, because we all love ECW here, KOFNP. You can get it on a shirt or a mug, or you can wear our faces on a shirt too. That's a little weird, but you know. You can also get yourself a nice pint glass there if you're a big fan of drinking. Shep,
you can put water in it too.
I know. I'm just saying it's a pint glass. You could rep KOP while you're sitting there drinking on KOP. You can also buy some great t-shirts, hoodies, crew necks, all sorts of stuff. We've got it all there. What do we got on that last shirt all the way on the right as we're looking at it in the top there? Oh, you just scrolled away from it, Tanner.
I see it. That's the explicit shirt.
Is that the explicit? There we go. Because we're the explicit around here. Thanks.
Hey, I've been doing a good job of late, kind of.
Ish. We're explicit tonight.
We are?
Yes. But look at all those sizes. You got every size.
I think it was your shirts, guys. Yeah, but I think it was your fault.
You got me
fired up.
I didn't say Mercedes Moné is the Britney Spears of AEW. So we're good.
You were close.
I did refer to her, but you just glanced right over it. And I tried to get you fired up with action, and you did well. I'm proud of you for that.
Yes. I'm mature at my old age.
Ish. 6'9". You can also go to ProWrestlingTees.com and search up Kicking Out Podcast and get some exclusive shirts there. I have the gray one down there in the bottom middle there. I also have the black one, and I think I got a picture of Cody wearing that shirt
right there.
So,
Paul, are you wearing it now? Are you wearing the KOP shirt now?
I'm wearing a Venom shirt tonight.
Oh, I like that shirt, Paul. Can you show it again?
What, the Venom
shirt? I like that shirt. Do they make it in men's?
Right there.
You fell for that one.
Anyway, be sure to buy some merch. Give me a infringement. Hey, it's Tanner Lee. It's all Tanner Lee at that point. Cease and desist at Tanner Lee. hey, Mountain Dew Paul shirt sounds pretty good. Let's work on that.
I do love. Ever since we've been with the Main Event Wrestling Network, I do love the Main Event. I am Main Event Shep. So I was on Main Event Shep yesterday on the episode 40 mixer. So, you know, that name's going to stick probably pretty good. It just rolls off the tongue good.
I can't seem to get away from the Mountain Dew Paul thing. So
too bad Main Event doesn't equal champ, but
oh,
where's your belt, dipshit?
Oh,
freaking wherever the hell Pluggo lives, Mishawaka, Granger, Elkhart, and wherever the hell
still around Pluggo's shoulder.
I've got to go get that. He and I were texting the other day. I'm like, I got to get that thing. Yeah.
Anyway, be sure to follow us on all social media. You can follow the Shep at the Shep 27. Follow Tanner Lee at Tanner Lee 92. And you can follow myself, the workhorse of KOP, at Paul Zartman 87. And with that, for Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night. Bang!